It's time for a solid hour of business insights and strategies for success on Mind Your Business. And here's your host, the president and founder of Bottom Line Marketing, Yitzhak Saflis.
You're tuned to another edition of Mind Your Business with Yitzhak Saflis right here on 77 WABC, coming to you throughout the New York, New Jersey metro area on 77 WABC and worldwide at mybradio.com and on the 77 WABC app. Yes, the Nielsen ratings have us consistently in the top 10 in New York AM radio. Nielsen, of course, is the global measurement and data analytics company. Special thank you to you, the great listener of this show, tunes in. I get feedback, so much feedback all the time through people calling me, email, meeting me on the street. I really, really appreciate the feedback that I get regularly, and that keeps, you know, that keeps me going, and especially the need to provide great content and amazing guests. Before I get to my guests, I'm just going to tease. The topic tonight is cybersecurity. What topic is more important today? I mean, of course, there are many important topics, but that is a paramount need to discuss because so many people are working remotely. I mean, most of America, over 90% of America is working remotely, and cybersecurity is a major topic. But before I get to my guests, just want to thank the team here at Bottom Line Marketing Group, the ones that are able to be on site, and of course, the many that are working remotely. Who plays such an important support role for the show. Of course, a shout out to the great folks at 77 WABC, Glenn, James, Matt, Leslie, Chris, Tim, thank you. And I want to remind the listeners, every single past guest that we've had on this amazing program is archived and available for you to listen as a podcast, many of them by YouTube. The easiest way to access every single guest is by going to mybradio.com, mybradio.com. That's where you can pick up the interview I had with the noted fashion design icon, Joseph Aboud, the former vice chair at CMO and CMO at GE, Beth Comstock, the former CEO of Apple and Pepsi, John Sculley, and so many other amazing guests. The chief experience officer at the Cleveland Clinic, Dr. Adrienne Boise. What about the president and CEO of Dale Carnegie, Joe Hart, and so many other amazing guests. Their content is what they shared was so valuable, and especially these days when people have more time. Take advantage of the time. Get yourself educated in whichever area that you need to be brought up to speed. Use the time. MYBradio.com is that platform. Everything there is free, and you could listen, if you consume it the way that you consume your media. You like to listen by iTunes and all the different popular channels, Google Play. We're on all of them. MYBradio.com is the easiest way to access every single show we've had on this program. Well, without further ado, getting to tonight's incredible guest, Adam Levin. Adam Levin is, by the way, did I pronounce it right? Is it Levin or Levine?
No. If it were Levine, you'd have an even bigger listening audience.
Don't say that. Adam Levin is a nationally, actually internationally, recognized expert on cybersecurity, privacy, and identity theft. For over four decades, he is the chairman and founder of Cyber Scout and co-founder of Credit.com. He is also the author of the critically acclaimed book, Swiped, How to Protect Yourself in a World Full of Scammers, Phishers, and Identity Thieves. Adam, I know things are probably crazy hectic for you these days with everything going on, but really, we really, really appreciate the opportunity that you carved out of your schedule to share your time with the listeners here on 77 WABC. Thank you, Adam.
Well, Isaac, thank you, and I'm flattered to be part of such an august body of noted presenters on your show. So thanks for inviting me.
Yes. Well, it's just very humble for you to say that because you certainly are in that elite category. So let's just say it like it is.
But, my wife is going to say, don't do this. He's sheltering in place. Don't make him do this. So anyway,
let's jump
really
right in.
It's a unique time.
Yeah.
And it's a terrifying time for an awful lot of people. And especially at this particular moment in our history, this is El Dorado for hackers. I mean, this is really the gold, and it's pure hell for victims. And I think the first thing to do is let's put this in the context of what we're facing. First of all, we all have day jobs, whatever they may be, whether it's working and we have to show up, remote working, trying to find work because people have been furloughed or fired, basically, getting unemployment, homeschooling their kids, tracking all these federal aid programs, balancing the two. So that's our day job. Where for hackers, we are their day job.
Such a scary way of putting it. For hackers, we are their day job. Like, ouch.
Yeah, yeah. So let me give you an idea of how they're coming at us and what they're coming at us with,
right.
And then we can look at the individual things, because I know that's the way you'd like to do it.
Right.
First of all, we are facing what I lovingly refer to as the pantheon of ishings. There's phishing, which is generic phishing. That's when you get an email that could have gone to anyone. You're part of a group, whatever group they designate, where it's dear depositor, dear tax holder, dear American. There's also spear phishing, dear Itzlock. There's vishing, which is you get a phone call from an institution that you think is the real deal, either the IRS or a bank or another federal agency, a health department, asking you for information. And then there's smishing, SMS text-based phishing. That's where you get a text that goes, your account's been frozen, but click here to authenticate yourself and thaw the account. The only problem is that half the time you're so freaked out by the words, your account is frozen, you don't really pay attention to which account is frozen. So that's how they're coming at us. And here's what they're coming at us with. Where's my small business loan, my protected paycheck program, or my stimulus check?
Right.
What's the latest on COVID-19? When's the governor going to reopen my state? Where can I get a test? Where can I get vaccine? Where can I get protective gear? Where can I find another job? Where can I find an investment that will help me make money fast so that I can bridge the gap between not working and getting back into the employment game? Where can I get my unemployment relief? When is my next online conference meeting? Where's the link for my kid's school? What do I do about my taxes now that they've been delayed until deferred until July? And does that mean I have to pay first and second quarter? Am I only going to have to pay first quarter? Netflix just offered me free streaming. I guess I just click here. Or Chase is giving me a $500 credit if I click here. So that's what they're coming after us with. And think about the fact that in other times when there were disasters, usually that disaster was kind of limited to a geographical area,
right,
short of when we were at war, like World War II, for instance, right, where everybody was focused. So this is the time when people are maniacally focused on anything that has the trigger word COVID, stimulus, or tax.
Right. And Adam, as you pointed out, we're going to frame this during this hour interview with specific questions. We're going to talk about how people could protect themselves regarding their stimulus checks, the federal government stimulus checks, regarding things related to the IRS and the tax deadline, charity scams. Of course, Zoom bombing is a very important topic, and how people can protect themselves, and regarding any type of bank scam. We're going to take a short commercial break. When we come back, we'll be again with Adam Levin of Cyber Scout, and he wrote the book, Swiped, How to Protect Yourself in a World Full of Scammers, Phishers, and Identity Thefts. Stay tuned.
Are you a life insurance agent or financial advisor? Then this message is for you. At Hidden Gem Life Solutions, we specialize in purchasing life and viatical settlements. We convert unneeded life insurance policies into profit for you and your client as listed. By partnering with the Hidden Gem team, you can make over $50,000 possible commission on a single deal. Visit HiddenGemLS.com and get started. Turn your client's liability into an asset by visiting Hidden Gem's website, HiddenGemLS.com. That's HiddenGemLS.com. Or you can call us at 516-342-5516.
Came across a great commercial real estate opportunity and need money fast? At TBG Funding, we understand the challenge. Waiting months for a bank-issued loan can cost you your project. That's where we come in. Call TBG Funding today at 718-705-9300 to get the funding you need to get your project off the ground. That's 718-705-9300. With loans closed in 23 states and over $800 million in closed loans, TBG Funding can help you close any commercial real estate deal in as little as 3 days so that you can close deals quickly and efficiently. Visit tbgfunding.com to find out how we can help you capitalize on your next opportunity. That's tbgfunding.com.
And we're back. Mind Your Business with Yitzhak Saftlis right here on 77 WABC. My guest is none other than Adam Levin. He is an internationally recognized expert on cybersecurity for over 4 decades. He is the chairman and founder of CyberScout and co-founder of Credit.com. He also wrote the book, Swiped, How to Protect Yourself in a World Full of Scammers, Phishers, and Identity Thieves. Adam Levin, thank you for joining me here on Mind Your Business.
Yitzhak, thanks for inviting me.
Well, of course. And this topic is of paramount importance to everyone out there because, I mean, let's face it, I believe the stat, is it correct, the latest stat, that it's around 90% of America who is working remotely? And now, again, of course, you know, it's mandatory for in most states and in and for most businesses. But is that correct? It's around 90%?
I think it's somewhere between 80 and 90, but it's a lot of people are just voluntarily working from home because why tempt fate?
Right, right. Before the break, we mentioned we're going to talk about the stimulus check. So let me ask you, Adam, how are scammers taking advantage of the Federal CARES Act to target people awaiting stimulus checks?
Well, the one thing they know is you're paying attention, that you're nervous, you're anxious, and you're looking to see how you can get it, when you can get it, and if there's a faster way to get it, you're certainly all ears. So scammers are coming after you with robocalls, phishing email, and fake texts that with everything from here's more information or here's how you can get it faster. I mean, there have been cases now where there are actual fake checks that show up in somebody's life. They deposit the check, and then they realize later on that that's not the real check. But what's happening is that the hackers are using that as a way to get their bank information, right? Because you cash a check, and you get to see the bank. So there's that. Anytime that they can get you on a telephone and represent themselves to be from either the state or the federal government and get you talking about you, they're going to do it. Or if they say, you know, this is a robocall, press 1, and then a voice comes on the phone. And remember, anyone whoever contacts you directly and then asks you about you, you need to hang up. Because all of these things are really designed to get as much information from you as possible. So this is where you have to be very, very careful. First of all, if someone says, click here for the newest news on the stimulus, make sure that you take a hard look at what the URL is of that email and do not open any attachment or link provided in an email. If they represent themselves to be the Small Business Association, go to administration, go directly to their site. If they say they're the IRS, go directly to the site. You don't click on banner ads. You don't click on attachments. You don't click on links in email. If you want to get more information on the stimulus plan, you can go to whitehouse.gov. You can go to the IRS. You can go to the SBA. You can even go to the United States Department of the Treasury. You could even go to the site for the Federal Reserve. But that's you affirmatively going somewhere, making sure that you've spelled the correct address on the URL, and making sure that you're on a secure site.
Right. Right. Now, how could someone ensure that they actually receive the stimulus check, whether it's direct deposit, through the mail, however it's done? How could they ensure that they'll get it?
Well, first of all, there's a tracking mechanism that's available now through the IRS, through an IRS portal, at least for you to get an idea of whether your check is out And of course, a lot of people are getting it by direct deposit, but many people are getting it by paper check as well. So that that becomes potentially more problematic. And the issue is, you can call, but because pretty much everything is shut down, and those people that are working are a skeleton crews all over the place. It's a difficult thing. It's not so easy to track. And it's one of those things where it will unfold. In fact, the IRS has already said that it could take up to 5 months for all of the checks to actually get out there. But the key thing for you is, if you get a check and it doesn't look right, be very careful. Have your bank or someone that you trust take a look at it if you have any question whatsoever, because you don't want to put the wrong thing in your account. If you get a call, even if the caller ID says IRS, or the phone number, if you check the phone number, looks like it's a legitimate phone number coming from Washington, D.C., that does not mean that it is. Because unfortunately, scammers have gotten really, really good at spoofing caller ID. You need to do that. So, again, the way to really learn the most about the stimulus payments is go to irs.gov and make absolutely sure that if you're contacted by anyone asking you for personal information, you hang up the phone.
You know, Adam, I was going to get to it when we discussed bank scams, but just recently, we at home got a call from our bank. I won't say which name, naturally. We're, the tens of thousands of listeners. And it said the name of our bank on the call. So we answered it. My wife started talking with them, and they were starting to ask for information. It didn't add up. But the caller ID said the name of the bank. I was suspicious, and I just said, if you want, you could take the person's number, but end the call. Call the bank and see if they're offering that plan that person mentioned. And sure enough, it was a fraud, even though the caller ID had the name of the bank on the caller ID.
No, they are very, very good at that. And I've had that several times where here's another example. You'll get a call, and again, it all melds in, even though it may not be specifically COVID-19 related, but you get a phone call from someone from the institution, and they would say to you, is this your credit card number? And you go, why, yes, it is. And they go, is this your expiration date? And you go, why, yes, it is. And they go, just to prove you're you, please flip over your debit or credit card, whatever card that they're talking with you about,
and
give us the security code on the back, because we just want to make sure you're you.
Right. And the initial questions, which they're able to get, I guess, from a credit report, because they had some information, and that's how they trick you, because they're like, well, we have some of the information, so we probably can get you to give over the rest.
Well, remember that breaches have become the third certainty in life, and as a result, there are worldwide billions of records that have been stolen and then sold on the dark web. So as a result, these are all parts of their phishing campaigns where they have most of the picture, but they need another one or two pieces of information, and then they've got you. And so that's why you always just keep in mind the golden rule: never authenticate yourself to anyone who contacts you for any reason whatsoever. Only if you are in control of the interaction, if you've made the phone call and you know exactly where you're calling. And at that point, if they ask you who you are and to authenticate yourself, they're trying to protect you as opposed to fleece you.
Wow. Such important information being shared by Adam Levin. Adam is one of the foremost experts on cybersecurity, privacy, and identity theft for over four decades. And certainly as time marches on and technology, continues to evolve, unfortunately, this is so much more vital to have this conversation. We're going to take a short commercial break. Stay tuned.
Every accounting firm has a history. The history of Saul Friedman & Company spans 45 years of commitment, dependability, and reliability for our clients. A client of Saul Friedman & Company is never alone in making critical business decisions.
Behind each business move stands the full resources of an accounting firm with the financial know-how to inspire confidence and ensure success. Call 718-232-1111 now to find out how Saul Friedman and Company can help you grow your business. There's a reason our tagline is accounting with accountability. That is what we believe in, and that is the ethic we follow. For a free consultation, call 718-232-1111. That's 718-232-1111. Or visit our website at snfco.com. That's snfco.com.
Finally, a payroll service that does things your way. At Brands Paycheck, you're not a number, you're a partner. Brands Paycheck's personalized payroll solutions ensure that your business receives your financial information the way you want it. From complete payroll services and time tracking to benefits administration and HR solutions, Brands Paycheck helps streamline your business's payroll process and maximize productivity. Call 888-757-3020. That's 888-757-3020 to schedule a free consultation. Brands Paycheck services a wide range of industries nationwide, including hospitality, transportation, B2B, B2C, nonprofit, finance, retail, healthcare, real estate, and more. Learn why companies nationwide rely on Brands Paycheck. Call 888-757-3020. That's 888-757-3020 to schedule a free consultation today or visit online at BrandsPaycheck.com. That's BrandsPaycheck.com.
And we're back. Mind Your Business with Isaac Saftless right here on 77 WABC. My guest is Adam Levin. He is an internationally recognized expert on cybersecurity, privacy, and identity theft. He is the chairman of CyberScout, co-founder of Credit.com, and he wrote the book, Swiped, How to Protect Yourself in a World Full of Scammers, Phishers, and Identity Thefts, and Identity Thieves, Identity Theft as well. In case you're just tuning in, by Tuesday morning, the entire episode will be up and archived at mybradio.com, mybradio.com, and then you could just click, you scroll down, and you like to listen on Google Play, of course, it's there. On any of the popular podcasting channels, this entire episode will be there. Adam, I'm going to jump right in to talk about the tax deadline. We know it was moved from April 15th to July 15th. What kinds of tax deadline extension scams are you seeing out there?
We're seeing scams on a couple of levels. First, on the information level, which is that you would receive an email or see a banner ad, and it would talk about the fact that, great news, tax filing deadline has been extended to July 15th. Now, that still raises a host of questions, which means, so what am I paying on July 15th? Am I paying fourth quarter of 2019 plus first quarter of 2020, or is it first and second quarters of 2020, as well as the last quarter of 2019? So people have questions. People are interested, and remember that during the pre-COVID days, everybody was very focused on all things tax-related up until around April 15th, and there were those, of course, who had extended filing dates into October. But now you have a sort of universal fascination with this. And I know they've said the earlier you file your returns, the faster you'll get a refund. But a lot of people I've talked to have filed their tax returns early and haven't seen a refund yet. So there's confusion. People are anxious. And when they get a phone call from someone representing themselves to be from, for instance, the Internal Revenue Service, They're paying attention and they're giving information because they want to make it as easy as possible. Plus, the fact, remember that your stimulus check is also based on information that you provided to them in your 2018 and 19 tax returns.
Right.
So you're all ears, and they are taking advantage of that. Mm. And again, the rules of the road apply, which is if someone calls you, even if the caller ID says they are from a legitimate organization, in particular, a government taxing authority, do not believe it, because the IRS, state government taxing authorities, they do not call you to initiate contact.
Right.
They do not text you.
Right.
They do not send you an email.
It's almost, you know, on one hand you think like, oh, you're just going to give up. But of course you can't. You can never let your guard down.
No, you can't. And a very important thing to do is, while this is going on, in the unlikely but still probable chance that you might click the wrong link because they caught you at a moment of distraction, you must always keep updating the security software on your device. And you need to back up your data daily, but when you back it up, don't back it up on any system that is connected 24/7 to the internet. Because if, unfortunately, you get hit by a ransomware attack and that backup system is running 24/7, the ransomware or the malware is not only going to crawl sort of into your computer, it's going to find a way into your backup system, which means all of the data or photographs or things that you have could disappear.
Mm. You know, once we're on that topic, regarding the terrible threat of ransomware, perhaps you could share some best practices on how companies and organizations, et cetera, out there could protect themselves.
Well, you know, again, the rules of the road on all of this is that as an individual, you can do everything right, but then your child on your computer after homeschooling floating around the internet could click on the wrong link, just like a company can do everything right, but an employee could make a mistake. So that's why it's very careful to update and to back up. It's also important to have a number of other things, like first, and I call this part of the three M's that we've talked about, that's part of the book Swiped, you know, how do you minimize your risk of exposure, reduce your attackable surface in a situation like this? You need to have long and strong passwords that are not shared among other websites. You need to make sure that you never use the same password in your private life that you would use in your work life. You need to have two-factor authentication, which means in order for you to successfully log on to any particular website or into an account, you not only have to give them a password, but they will send you a code which you have to enter, or they will send you security questions that you will have to answer. I recommend to people that when you set up your security questions and the answer to those questions, lie like a superhero. Do not tell that they do not know when you set up the answers to the questions what your mother's real maiden name is, what the street that you really grew up on, what's your favorite color, your favorite band, because these are things based on people posting everything about their lives.
Right, it's on Facebook. It's probably
right. Yeah, that's it. So it's on Facebook. So therefore, don't make it easy for them. But also, when you create these magical answers to questions, don't be so creative that you end up locking yourself out. And then you need to secure your mobile devices, again, updating software, backing up data, avoid doing anything sensitive on public Wi-Fi.
Because I remember you really talk about that. Yeah, public Wi-Fi.
Yeah,
so many people don't get it. They think, like,
no,
you know. Can you please explain how risky that is?
No, it's incredibly risky because you could be a victim of what's known as a man-in-the-middle attack, where you think that you're logging on to one of your favorite websites, but there is somebody that has insinuated themselves between you and the website. They've intervened, and they've done it because they've gotten you to click on a public Wi-Fi network that isn't the real network, or they've hacked in to the real network. So you need to operate either through a closed network, which means you turn Wi-Fi off so you're operating on your mobile provider's network, or you need to be operating from a secure location. I mean, again, if you want to just float through the internet and browse, go to store websites and browse, that's fine. But the minute you're going to do a transaction that involves your financial information, or your social security number or any sensitive personal information, you got to do it through a secure network. And which brings me to a point, and that is if you're operating from home, you are surrounded like you are at work, but you are surrounded by Internet of Things devices. And these devices are listening, they're tracking, they're sending data back to manufacturers. They are very amenable to being hacked because most Internet of Things devices are not secure because they come with manufacturer default passwords that consumers don't change.
Right.
So if you're operating with the manufacturer default password, you are a sitting duck because hackers are buying and selling these things every day on the dark web because they're not that hard to find.
Scary stuff, folks. Scary stuff, folks. My guest is none other than Adam Levin, a internationally recognized expert on cybersecurity, privacy, and identity theft. We're going to take a short commercial break. Stay tuned.
1-877 cards for kids. KARS cards for kids. 1-877 cards for kids. Donate your card today.
1-877 cars for kids. KARS cars for kids. 1-877 cars for kids. Donate your car today.
To learn more about our programs and to donate, go to carsforkids.com. That's cars with a K. Pickup is quick and easy. You'll also get a vacation voucher and maximum tax deduction.
1-877 cars for kids. KARS cars for kids. 1-877 cars for kids. Donate your car today.
Also accepting boats, motorcycles, RVs, and real estate donations.
Missed an episode of Mind Your Business? We've got you covered. Check out our YouTube channel, Mind Your Business with Yitzhak Saflis, to hear interviews with business executives and thought leaders whenever and wherever you want. That's Mind Your Business with Yitzhak Saflis.
And we're back. Mind Your Business with Yitzhak Saflis right here on 77 WABC and coming to you around the world at mybradio.com, mybradio.com. By the way, that's where you could pick up the recent guest that we had on the show. Just last week, we had David Greenfield. He is the CEO of Met Council. Before that, we had executives from Investors Bank who shared a lot of great information, important financial information as it relates during this very trying and difficult time. Before that, we had Shep Hyken, and before that, we had Norm Trainer and Keita Deming. All great shows, great content, important content, and if you have extra time these days, definitely it pays to get yourself educated on all these subjects so that when life comes back to normal, please God, may it be soon, you'll be at the front of the pack. Okay, we're getting back to tonight's guest, Adam Levin, an internationally recognized expert on cybersecurity, privacy, and identity theft. Adam, let's talk about charity scams. What kinds of charitable scams are you seeing out there?
Well, the big charity scam that we all saw out there, I guess it was a couple months ago, which is still persisting, is you get a letter that's signed by the Director General of the World Health Organization. And of course, you know the president has been talking about how let's cut them off.
Yeah.
But you get this letter asking for donations to the COVID-19 Response Fund through a secure digital wallet. And this is supposedly a joint effort between the World Health Organization and the United Nations and Swiss Philanthropy Foundation.
It sounds so official. Yeah.
Oh. Huh?
It sounds so official. It's
no, it does. Listen, just like I did to divert for a second.
Yeah.
There was a new scam going around where people were getting an email from the Federal Reserve, and it looked very, very official. And they would be asked to click on a link to get more information about stimulus. They click on the link, and you would see the logos of FEMA and of the CDC, where they had information, and they were telling you, and here's what you do, and click here, and here's how you can apply for your stimulus checks and your PPP checks, and people would click. They would fill in the information, and then they would get an error message. And the problem for the victim, because everyone who did it was now a victim, is all of the information that they had entered was being transmitted directly to the hackers. So in a case like this, when they're asking you to do something and they're giving you a link and telling you this is how you can support efforts to prevent, detect, and manage the new coronavirus in developing nations, it is a compelling message at a moment when people are receptive to ways that they can help other people. We see these things during times of floods and earthquakes and fires and, you know, remember the whole forest fire thing,
right.
And half of Australia burned, and we were beset by zillions of charities. Well, a number of them were legitimate charities, but a number of them were scams, just like this was a scam. So the way that you protect yourself, first of all, if you get an email about a charity, go directly to that charity's website. And if you have any question about the legitimacy of the charity, go to Charity Navigator. Charity Navigator analyzes and recommends charities based on the legitimacy of the organization. So think of them as, you know, they're your investigator. They do the work for you.
Right.
Or you could also call the Bureau of Charities in the state of New York and in New Jersey. Charities, I believe, is still under the Division of Consumer Affairs. So, you know, you could call and ask for the consumer hotline where you can find out if there have been any complaints filed against the charity. But don't just give your information to somebody who calls you on the phone, however compelling their case may sound. And don't click on links because it can end up being a situation where you end up being the charity.
Let's move on to Zoom bombing. We know that especially this is, you know, unfortunately become a tremendous problem because of the fact that, you know, so many people are working from home. 80-90% of America is working from home, and there's so many video conferences going on, especially Zoom itself is a very popular platform for it. Perhaps you could talk about what Zoom bombing is, and then we'll get to ways that people could protect themselves.
Well, and there have been several examples of Zoom bombing where, for instance, there was an AA meeting. Somebody Zoom bombed it and started saying extremely negative things about people who had been alcoholics. I mean, that's not very positive. They've had situations where in schools, all of a sudden, somebody Zoom bombed and child pornography pictures were appearing, or it happened to church groups. Or in another thing, there was a business meeting, and all of a sudden somebody showed up stripped naked during the meeting, which was obviously somewhat disconcerting to the people in the meeting. So Zoom, listen, they were hoping, you know, over a reasonable period of time that they'd go from 10 million users to maybe 50 million users. Well, it was just announced yesterday that Zoom has now crossed the 300 million user mark. Now, that puts enormous stress on any system.
Right.
And if you think about disasters and stress tests, which is what we talked about during the financial disaster with the banks and the Fed, now we're talking about Zoom was hit with a stress test, and unfortunately it failed. And to the point where New York City Department of Education told their teachers and children and parents, get off Zoom, use Google or Microsoft. And, you know, still, 300 million people use it. And, you know, to Zoom's credit, they announced a 90-day suspension of new feature development, and they were only going to focus on increasing privacy and security. And they've done it. They've created ones where you need a password to get on a Zoom meeting. There's a waiting room now, so unless everyone is in that waiting room, they don't start the meeting. They've announced much stronger encryption. They also have a facility where a co-host can be effectively the bouncer. If someone who's inappropriate tries to show up at the meeting, they keep them out. They now lock meetings once people are in. They also, once someone's been thrown out, they've indicated a way to disable basically allow someone in who's no longer in the meeting.
Because
some people, you know, click off by mistake. They try to click back on again. And in addition to which, I believe in the next couple of days, they're now developing a button you can click that will automatically report a Zoom bombing incident. So they've made a significant progress toward solving a lot of the problems, but you know, again, you have to look at Zoom as a work in progress, and it has been a remarkable tool for businesses, consumers, educational institutions. I mean, it has helped us adjust to our new way of life.
Yeah. You know, on that note, and of course, Zoom is a credible company, but like you said, this was a stress test that no one could have imagined 3-4 months ago. The iPhone, regular devices by extremely reputable companies. Does one have to be concerned when it comes to devices from reputable companies, or could they be relaxed in terms of their defenses?
Well, remember that it doesn't matter how secure anything is. There's also a certain element which is based on the human factor. You know, you can have a secure device, but if you, for instance, using very insecure passwords, or you're sharing your passwords across your universe, and there's been a breach anywhere, and you're using the same password everywhere, or you're using the same PIN code on your phone that, for instance, is the last 6 digits of your phone number, which people have done. So if you're doing that, then there's not a lot that these devices can do to help you if you're going to mess up. However, you know, the more that these devices move to biometric authentication, thumbprint, retinal scan, facial recognition, you know, the more secure you're getting. But again, nothing is 100% fail-proof. And the reality is there have been some incidents with Apple products, nowhere near the incidents that have occurred with Android operating systems. But the reality is that nothing is the silver bullet, but there are degrees. And certainly Apple has proven, relative to a lot of the other products and services out there, that they are more secure.
The listening audience knows that week in and week out, we deliver great business and important content these days during the coronavirus, you know, terrible situation, you know, financially. And, of course, hearts go out to all the families out there that lost loved ones. That's, of course, paramount. But, you know, it's taken over the entire world, unfortunately, in a very unfortunate way. Of course, we're all looking for the day to return when we will get back to normal. Hopefully, that's a matter of weeks. It might still be months. We all don't know. And that's why tonight's guest was so important. Adam Levin from CyberScout, internationally recognized expert on cybersecurity. We're going to take a short commercial break, but when we come back, we're going to talk about the all-important topic of protecting yourselves from bank scams. We'll be right back. Stay tuned.
Are you struggling to have your voice heard in a loud, busy, and overwhelming environment? It takes 6 seconds or less for consumers to form an impression of your brand. You cannot afford to get drowned out by the world. Having a clear corporate narrative will help your business stand out and go from surviving to thriving. Bottom Line Marketing Group, BLMG, has been helping brands craft their corporate narrative for nearly 3 decades. BLMG put together a guide to help businesses speak with authority and take control of your corporate narrative. Visit BrandStory2020.com for your free Surviving to Thriving Executive Guide for Business Growth. That's BrandStory2020.com to get your free executive guide to helping your business scale. Again, that's BrandStory2020.com. If your business is ready to thrive, visit BrandStory2020.com. BLMG, Bottom Line Marketing Group. Get ready to tell your story.
Missed an episode of Mind Your Business? We've got you covered. Check out our YouTube channel, Mind Your Business with Yitzhak Saflis, to hear interviews with business executives and thought leaders whenever and wherever you want. That's Mind Your Business with Yitzhak Saflis.
And we're back. Mind Your Business with Yitzhak Saflis right here on 77 WABC. My guest this evening is Adam Levin. He is an internationally recognized expert on cybersecurity, privacy, and identity theft, the chairman of CyberScout, co-founder of Credit.com, and he wrote the critically acclaimed book, Swiped, How to Protect Yourself in a World Full of Scammers, Phishers, and Identity Thieves. Adam, thank you so much for joining me here on 77 WABC.
Chuck, thank you for allowing me to come and hang out with you.
Well, thank you. Thank you. And of course, hopefully next time in person, face-to-face, we would love to do this through a video segment as well. But unfortunately, the times, thank you for doing this over the phone. The content that you're sharing is so critical. And in fact, I want to remind the listeners, in case you're just tuning in, this entire episode will be up at mybradio.com by Tuesday morning, and you'll be able to consume listen to the show through the channels that you frequent. If you're an iTunes person, you're Google Play, there are many other channels. This entire episode and all our past guests are available on those popular channels. The easiest way to access it is by going to mybradio.com. mybradio.com. Before the break, I had mentioned we're going to talk about bank scams. So, Adam, what type of bank scams are you seeing out there?
Well, the bank scams, these are the oldie but goodies. And these are the ones that are not necessarily illogical at this time, because think about the fact that so many people are shopping online, mm-hmm. as opposed to actually doing in-store purchases. Even when you go to restaurants now for takeout, everything is generally done in advance before you get there for everyone's safety and security, and then they run out and give it to you. But because of all this online activity, there's always the question of, is there any fraudulent activity because someone managed, because you went to the wrong site or did something wrong to get their hands on your financial information? And so you'll get a call from a financial institution and it will sound legitimate. And they will give you data that will make it absolutely sound like they've got your financial information, and they're just simply asking you to confirm a few things. And, oh, by the way, give them just a little bit extra information or maybe your Social Security number so that they can confirm it's you. And a lot of people don't necessarily have bells go off when a financial institution asks for a Social Security number to prove identity, because, frankly, a lot of them do. The only difference is that's when you pick up the phone and call them. That's not when they pick up the phone and call you.
Right. A major difference, because obviously, as you said a number of times during the show, if you're in control of who you're reaching out to, then that's fine. But if someone's calling you from Bank XYZ, you don't know it's Bank XYZ.
Right. Or if you, I had one once where even the music that usually started just before the message of the bank, it was a bank I did business with. Even the music sounded right.
Wow.
These folks are really, really good. That's what you have to understand. We're up against sophisticated, creative, persistent people who, they have a game plan, and remember, we are their day job. So that's what we're up against. But you know, there was one recently running around, and it was a text saying, Chase is here to help. Click here and you get a $500 credit. Everyone's going, well, wow, isn't that nice? That's pretty awesome. And people clicked, and unfortunately, they ended up being the credit, not Chase. And you have situations like you'll get and they'll just take a wild guess that your bank is, pick a name of a bank, and you'll get a text from your bank, and it will say, your accounts have been frozen due to suspicious activity. Click here to confirm your identity so that we can thaw those accounts and get you back on the road again doing business with us and having access to your accounts. And people see that your account's been frozen. Their heart stops. Right. They say, my gosh, I need this. I'm doing all these transactions. I need access. And unfortunately, you've just given them access. Yeah. So it's a problem.
So, Adam, what you know, perhaps you could share some of the best practices. You know, how could consumers, whether it's personal or businesses, protect their personal information in their bank accounts?
Well, again, this is where you need long and strong passwords on your accounts or get a password manager. Never share passwords among accounts, because even if you have a long and strong password, if there's a breach in some part of your life, wherever it may be, and that password and user ID is the same as the one you're using for your financial institution, even though it is, quote, an indecipherable password, unquote, it is now a, quote, discovered password, unquote. So what they will do is, once they discover user ID and password from a breach, they will sell it in the dark web, and someone will try to brute force their way onto every possible account they can think that you might be affiliated with. So that's why it's very important to change passwords, have long and strong passwords. I mean, don't make it easy for them. And also two-factor authentication, which is where you start to log in, and it stops you cold and says, unfamiliar device, and they send you a code, which you then have to enter along with your password, and then you can continue on into your accounts. Not perfect. There have been cases where people's mobile phone numbers have been stolen. That's called simjacking, because somebody was clever enough to convince someone who worked at a mobile provider that they were you and they were switching devices and they just couldn't remember some of your information. Could that person help them? That's why you now can put a PIN number on your mobile phone account, not your phone now. I'm talking about your actual mobile phone account with your mobile phone provider. And unless they know the PIN number, they're not getting in.
Right.
So that is another way that you can protect yourself. And in addition to that, then you really need to back up your data, and you really need to make sure that your device is secure. I would also suggest, for additional protection, credit freeze, which is now free based on an amendment to a federal law about a year ago involving bank reform. So you should definitely consider that as well. It's not, again, won't stop someone from getting into an existing account, but it will stop someone from opening a new account, because if you freeze your credit, no one, including you, can get access to your credit unless it's been thawed.
Perhaps you could discuss the COVID-19 tracker. I understand that there are certain areas that that there are COVID-19 trackers out there. Are all legit? Are there some insecure ones?
Well, no question. As with all things internet related and all things app related, there are the real people, and then there are the not so real people. I mean, everyone has confirmed that Johns Hopkins has a particularly impressive coronavirus tracker. There are others, but the way to really make the right decision on a COVID Tracker 19 app is not to just click on a link on a banner ad that appears or an email that shows up in your inbox. It's actually to do a real search, and then when you go and you make sure that it is an app that is in the real app stores like Apple and Google, not one that's from some wild, crazy third-party site. And even then, before you do anything, read reviews and pay particular attention to negative reviews. Because one thing about folks is that they get real loud when they think that they've been abused. So, very, very important to do that, because, you know, while we have a really an obsessive need now, a lot of people, to figure out how this thing is spreading, where it's spreading, but go to legitimate news sources too. Come to WABC. Yeah. Come to news sources that, you know, you see on night on television every night. They all have sections on coronavirus. Go to the CDC website. You'll get updates on that. You know, it's going to require a little work, but it's all part of what I call the shared responsibility. And that is, look, businesses have not done enough to protect consumers. I mean, if you look at surveys now, consumers overwhelmingly feel that way. Government certainly hasn't done enough to protect us. So it falls upon us as part of a shared responsibility to make sure that we're doing everything we can to be smart about how we operate online and how we protect our identities and our credit and our finances.
What an important show. What an important show. In case you just tuned in, no worries. Tuesday morning is the time usually each week that the entire episode is posted at mybradio.com. And then, of course, it's on all the popular platforms. Tonight's guest, Adam Levin, a internationally recognized expert on cybersecurity, privacy, and identity theft for over four decades. Adam shared incredible perspective on how you can protect yourself in the dark world out there of scammers, phishers, and identity thieves. Well, that wraps up another great edition of Mind Your Business. Tune in again next Sunday night for another great edition of Mind Your Business right here on 77 WABC.
77 WABC Radio presents Mind Your Business, hosted by founder and president of Bottom Line Marketing Group, Yitzhak Safliff. Mind Your Business focuses on business and marketing strategies for success. Tune in every Sunday night for this intriguing weekly radio show that's chock full of business insights and marketing strategies that will help you get ahead of the game. Host Yitzhak Safliff has been producing pioneering and creative marketing work for over two decades. He leads a team of marketing experts who help their clients build their brands and grow their businesses. Now, he and his guests offer their business and marketing expertise to you every Sunday night on Mind Your Business.
Missed an episode of Mind Your Business? We've got you covered. Check out our YouTube channel, Mind Your Business with Yitzhak Safliff, to hear interviews with business executives and thought leaders whenever and wherever you want. That's Mind Your Business with Yitzhak Safliff.
This podcast is a part of the C-Suite Radio Network. For more top business podcasts, visit c-suiteradio.com.